Hey, look us on the phone. It's M. Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal, the celebrity newspaper columnist.
Is that it?
Yes.
Fantastic. Good morning.
Good morning. How the heck are you?
We are wonderful. Well, and you?
I'm doing all right.
Fantastic.
Did my ears deceive me earlier, or did Bill actually see a movie?
He actually saw a movie.
That's amazing.
I know.
And here's the fun part about it. I did not really want to see this movie. And I went to the movie reel in New Albany, and I was the only one in there for this movie.
Yeah, it did not. It came in second behind Real Steel for the week.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. Yeah. But, you know, it really did turn out a whole lot better than I expected.
Well, it's called Footloose, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember a movie called Footloose back in the 80s.
Yeah, it had a great soundtrack.
Okay, and so this is a remake of that.
Yeah.
And every time there was like a straight homage from that film, I had to laugh in the theater. Because there were just several times when there are moments when there's just kind of a shot for shot that you can, like, let's dance at the end. When Kevin Bacon did it here, it's young Kenny Wormald. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Wormald, y'all radio people.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Wormald, yeah, whatever.
And
dude with Luke Perry hair.
You know, so you know what goes on, you know, it's Footloose. There's this town, this time it's set in Georgia, where dancing has been outlawed after a drunk driving accident killed some of the town's best and brightest seniors 3 years ago. So young Ren McCormick, his mother dies, and so he moves from Boston bound to a small town in Georgia, and he just loves to dance. That's just all. He's got to dance, really. He's got to dance.
Right.
And that puts him at odds with the town council and the preacher, who has a wild preacher's daughter, played by Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
Ariel was her name in the original, and Ariel is her name now.
Yes.
And Dennis Quaid is the preacher. I think he does a fine job as the preacher.
Yes,
he's aged well.
Yes, absolutely.
Andy McDowell is his wife. She doesn't have much of a role, but she's a... I like her, too.
Yeah. Which is sad, because she's Andy McDowell, for crying out loud.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Yes.
Andy McDowell. And also the guy, Willard, the guy who played Willard, Miles Teller.
Oh, my gosh, that guy was great.
He got all the best lines.
He did.
He got all the best lines.
Willard and Rusty were the best.
There was a lot of laughing going on in this film.
Yeah.
Dancing, too. Laughing, dancing. There's a fist fight. There's some racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love fist racing.
Some racing, some preaching.
Yeah.
Some fist fights.
Yes.
A little cussing.
Dancing. Some cussing.
Yep.
There's some cussing, all right.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
No. This is one of those movies that going into it, I was like, there's no way it can be as good as the original, and I really don't want to see it, but I went and saw it, and I am glad that I did, because I had a great time.
I never saw the original in the theater.
No, I didn't either.
So, this was like a whole new thing for me. I mean, I've seen it on TNT and stuff like that, but I absolutely had a blast. There was a man in the theater that was making comments during the movie that had the crowd laughing as hard as watching the movie itself, and I had a very pleasant experience at Footloose.
Part of that is because you went with me.
Well, this is true.
And also, for the last 30 minutes, she was up and dancing. People behind were saying, "Sit down, lady."
That's what was so funny.
Sit down, lady.
You're gonna sit
me
to hell.
Dancing.
Wait till you see the video on YouTube.
No.
All right. So, what kind of grades everybody gonna give this one?
I'm giving it an A.
An A from Kelly Carlson.
Absolutely.
Wow.
How about you, Bill?
I'm going to give it a B+.
A B+?
Yeah.
From Roadkill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a B.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's a B's good grade.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Not an A. It was a B.
I will say I had a small problem, because in the last scene when they're at the big dance thingy,
mm-hmm.
She had on three different shoes. She left the house in a pair of mules. She gets to the dance, and it's like a tall pair of Manolos. And then she goes outside for the big fight scene, and it's strappy sandals.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
So that bothered me a little bit. And Ren's accent bothered me a little bit. That's the only reason I'm not giving it an A+.
Well, he's from Boston. So,
but it wasn't that great of a Boston accent.
No.
You know what I mean?
I kept thinking he was...
Matt Damon did it so much better, you know?
Yeah. I kept thinking he was from Australia or something.
Put another ship on the Bobby.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Love your daughter. The dingo eater.
The dingo. Wow. Great.
The dingo eater,
nice.
Baby.
Nice. All right. It's Footloose is showing at the Cinemark. Make sure to check out the movie review in Thursday's edition of the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. You can find it conveniently located in the amazing scene section.